How thick is the Cascade Curtain? Here in Western Washington, we are wet, urban, and liberal. Eastern Washington is dry, rural, and conservative. That's the stereotype, anyway. Well, there are two state representatives from Spokane who think East and West don't have enough in common to be a part of the same state. Republicans Matt Shea and Bob McCaslin have pre-filed a bill for this legislative session that would break off Eastern Washington into its own state, separate from us here on the West Side. They want to name the new state Liberty. Jim Camden is Olympia bureau chief for the Spokesman Review newspaper based in Spokane. He told me this proposal isn't new or anything we should take seriously.
It has a long history of being introduced and never getting very far. It dates back, in terms of legislative proposals, at least to 1915. And you might notice that the state is still intact. So I don't think that you take it seriously as something that will happen, but more as a reflection of the fact that some people in eastern Washington don't feel that they are very well represented in the state as a whole.
Yeah, talk more about that. What is the feeling that informs this kind of movement for secession?
Well, if east of the Cascades is primarily Republican red and west of the Cascades is more Democratic blue. So eastern Washington is more rural. It has a more resource-based economy. It is less populated for the most part compared to western Washington, which is more metropolitan. So it's also a lot rainier over here. So maybe on the dry side of the state, these ideas hatch differently.
But it's not just the fact that we have different economies or that we look different or the different climates, but this is more of a sense of the state is not fair to eastern Washington. Would that be a fair assumption?
There are people who say that hey, we pay all our taxes and they go to the west side of the state and they don't come back. I think most studies show that the majority of counties in eastern Washington actually get back more from the state than they pay in. But it's also a fact that they feel farther away from the state capital and the main centers of population. So the distance may add some of that feeling of, hey, you're forgetting about us most of the time.
All right, so let's take it seriously and think about what this might mean if it ever became law. What would the state of Liberty look like? I mean, would it have its own separate capital? And what would its economy look like, for example?
Well, the proposal is to turn it into a state, so you would have to have a state capital.
Okay.
You would get two U.S. senators, and you would, I would assume you would get two members of the House of Representatives, because there are two members of the House of Representatives in eastern Washington right now. It would be a more rural state. It would be a resource-based economy, agriculture. There are wheat farms and apple orchards and cattle ranches, and the Hanford Nuclear Reservation is in the Tri-Cities. But, I mean, the boundaries would still be Canada, Oregon, and Idaho. Three of the boundaries would be the same. And there would just be a sign, I guess, at the top of Snoqualmie Pass that would say, now entering Washington or now entering Liberty.
Is this just a statement of protest that happens, you know, with regularity in the legislature? Or do you think there really is some popular support for this kind of idea out in eastern Washington?
Well, I don't know how easy it is to judge the popular support. It is a point of talking about. It is not a serious proposal in the sense that people think that it would go all the way through. It's more like a wish list sort of thing. Western Washington legislators proposed a similar bit of legislation back in 1991. Some West Siders got together, and they were apparently tired of these proposals to split things. So they proposed splitting it and putting the capital in Ritzville and coming up with sort of snarky ideas like the state tree should be a telephone pole.
So what should we here in Western Washington be thinking about all of these repeated attempts by half the state to leave us? I mean, should we be taking this personally?
No, I don't think so, because they're not the kind of things that are actually going to happen. I think what they might suggest is that, hey, why don't you go over to the eastern side of the state so that you know what's over there, because Eastsiders are much more likely to come over to the west side than I think Westsiders are to go to the east side. So I know a lot of people in Seattle who think that there is nothing between Seattle and Spokane but desert, which isn't really true, because there's a beautiful river gorge, the Columbia River Gorge. The state is pretty diverse, and you should get around if mostly what you do is spend your time in Seattle or Tacoma and driving up and down I-5.
Jim Camden is Olympia Bureau Chief for the Spokesman Review, based in Spokane. We'll tweet out a link to his stories at KUOW. It's The Record. I'm Deborah Wong. We'll be back in a minute.